Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Joe Bolognone from Syracuse, New York. He runs a ministry that's connecting Christians across the region. Exciting stuff going on in the Salt City. Tell us what Mission Syracuse is all about.
The idea of Mission Syracuse is that God has brought the countries of the world to America so that people that have missionary-minded hearts to reach the lost don't have to go any further than their own city. They're right here. But more than that, I saw what could happen when Christians and churches come together to give a public witness to the city.
Exciting stuff. Now, this is exciting, too, this new store, Outpost Destiny. What's that all about, Joe?
Well, we were meeting downtown, and we wanted a home for the cold weather months. And I was praying about it, and I thought, you know what? Why don't we gather to meet at the mall? For that matter, why don't we make it a kind of an outreach where we can be a witness to the city? Because that's the most congregated area in central New York. And one day, I got an idea to call. And there was a spot, and we have leased a spot. You can call it a store. I call it a hub for the Church of Syracuse. It's a resource center where we're going to have outreach, people there to pray with people who wander in. There's free coffee, free water, free Gideon Bibles, free literature. It'll be kind of a bookstore where there are Christian movies, Bibles, books, polo shirts, and say Mission Syracuse window decals, so that we can get the word out there that there is a uniting church in the Syracuse to reach the lost. So they're going to walk in our door, they'll hear more about the gospel, and we're going to highlight all the different ministries that are already existing. So we're not competing with other churches and ministries. We're going to highlight them in our store, kind of like a travel agency would highlight all the different destinations.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You wonder why more communities don't do what you guys are doing there in Syracuse. How are you guys integrating, I guess, yourself into that community, and how is the greater Syracuse area, how are they accepting you guys?
It's going phenomenal, Bill. I can't even tell you how exciting this is. So I think there's a revival coming. So we're gathering people with that theme. We're connecting all the different ministries so they meet together. And it's kind of like Nehemiah's wall when you had a group building this gate, another group building the other gate. We're bringing them together like Nehemiah did when we blow the trumpet for a citywide event, because we believe there should be a citywide church to reach a city. They all come together. And so we're doing more together with our events. But Bill, the secret, I think, that God had in mind all along was we're bonding with one another. We're healing one another. We're ministering to one another. We're building friendships where normally we wouldn't do that. We talk unity, but unless we have events to drive that unity, we really never get together. This is bringing people together. So we're learning how to witness to the community without sounding, can I use the word, Christianese? They're seeing how our love is in action.
That's our faith. You know, it's not rocket science. Get out and show people that you care. More times than not, doors will open. And what are some of the exciting stuff you guys have planned coming down the pipeline here for Mission Syracuse in central New York?
We're going to blitz and market. You know how the world markets their own perverted ideas of things and division and anti-godly type of things? They use their marketing. They'll market pornography. They'll call it entertainment. They'll market abortion and call it women's health. You know, they market. So we're going to market faith, gospel, prayer, patriotism, love, kindness, everything by using music, arts, billboard, radio, blitzes, our website, our social media. We're going to have events like Faith and Family Night this year with the Syracuse Mets, testimonies from the billboard, fireworks with live Christian music. We're just going to go take the walls off the church and do some dynamic events. We want all the Christians in the community to come together to help us till, plant, and water. And any farmer will tell you, if you till, plant, and water, you're going to reap a crop of harvest, and that's what we're looking for.
I'm sure you, as all of us have, been impacted by this pandemic. How has it impacted your ministry, and how's this health crisis, I guess, opened doors for you to serve?
Well, that's a great question, Bill. In my opinion, in fact, I was praying one time for a dear friend whose mother had gotten cancer, and I went to my prayer closet, and I said, Heavenly Father, why is it that so many people have to face so many heart-wrenching needs? And I heard these words in my spirit. It's usually the only way I have access to people's hearts. And sure enough, the fear of this pandemic has opened hearts. Christians don't have the same fears. We have this trust in God that's just phenomenal. But people are so open. I've never seen them so open. So this is opening doors for us, and we're saying we're going to restore hope to the community. It's being widely received. It's open doors. I believe it's been a godsend because the stage is now set for the church to advance.
That's Joe Bolignone from Syracuse, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.